This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you are an IBM shareholder or, in point of fact, even just an interested observer of the American technology sector today, well, it was a difficult day. IBM shares pretty much fell off the table this morning, off 7% by the close, after a quarterly earnings call with analysts that CEO Ginni Rometty called disappointing. So bad is it at Big Blue that the company has said it's going to have to scrap all of its 2015 earnings targets and completely refigure them. That is a rarity. Also, adding insult to injury, IBM is going to pay another company $1.5 billion, that is, give them money to take its foundering chip-making business off its hands. Marketplace's Stan Alcorn gets us going with that part of the story.
It's like a play on that old joke. Take my microchip factories. Please.
It's the deal of the century.
Dan Hutchison follows the industry at VSLI Research.
Now, I can understand why IBM's doing it, though.
He says the key is to look past the cash IBM is paying global foundries over the next 3 years to the chips that global foundries will be supplying to IBM for the next 10 years. That's a full decade where IBM gets the hardware it needs without running a money-losing operation.
I know $1.5 billion sounds like a lot, but it's probably a deal for IBM, too.
If you only look at the headline cash number, you are missing a lot of the story.
Rob Solomon is a professor at the NYU Stern School of Business. He says deals like this are exceedingly rare, but not unheard of.
As a matter of fact, there's another example where this happened, which was in Daimler Chrysler's spinoff of Chrysler. In effect, Daimler paid Cerberus to take Chrysler off its hands.
Daimler could have just shut Chrysler down, but there were tax benefits, pension costs, and plain old bad PR to consider. Peter Cowan is an M&A specialist and adjunct professor at UCLA. He says that handful of pay-to-buy deals share some common features.
They're almost always manufacturing-type businesses, right? Ones that have heavy overhead, a certain amount of infrastructure, a certain amount of scale of things that need to unwind if they can't find a buyer.
In other words, costly businesses that would be even costlier to shut down. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.